You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Maple Leafs beat the Rangers last night 3-2. It was the Stars over the Kings 6-2, and the Avalanche beat the Wild 5-2. Pittsburgh Penguins tonight hosting the Boston Bruins. Well, actually, this afternoon hosting the Boston Bruins at the PPG Paints Arena. That game gets underway at 3 o'clock. Both of those teams fighting to stay alive for the playoffs right now. In college basketball action, Pitt Panthers men's team travels to Louisville to take on the Cardinals. That game tips off at 6 o'clock. Pitt Panthers women's team are playing Wake Forest tomorrow at 2. Your Carnegie Mellon teams are closing out the season this afternoon. Carnegie Mellon hosting Case Western Reserve right now. The men's team playing. Case Western is up 62-57, and the women's team begins their game at 3 o'clock. In spring training baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates playing the Baltimore Orioles at this hour.
Weather break, go, go!
Cloudy skies, chance of snow showers, high of 42, partly cloudy overnight and cold, low of 19, mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 32. Monday, sunny, high 42. Tuesday, chance of rain, high 54. And then on Wednesday, rain likely at a high of 62 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 29 in Washington County. Butler says 26 with some light snow falling. It is 29 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland. 30 degrees at WRCT. With new music from the Lumineers.
Hey mama, would you pay my rent? Would you let me crash in your basement? 'Cause any one of us could make it big, or could end up dead on the pavement. And if I was to die, if the plane went down and you survived, you ever wonder what your parents meant when they told you grandma's in heaven? 'Cause I don't feel it like I did back of depression, and everyone's all right. I could not afford to see the light. I don't know what's wrong with me. I killed the mood so naturally. The guests begin to make me feel alone.
Here on Radio 9, Dwayne Eddy, gonna take us to news time. broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurmer. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Talks. We're following our democracy in historic times.
I have a very good relationship with President Putin. I think I have a very good relationship with President Zelensky. And now we're, you know, we're doing the deal and we're going to be in there. We're going to be actually in there digging our hearts out.
President Donald Trump says he looks forward to meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today to finalize an agreement giving the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. During a meeting with British
that story has been overtaken by events, as they used to say. Let's see if Public News Service has an afternoon update on that story, shall we?
The Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump's claim that the potential trillion-dollar deal he is on the cusp of signing with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky would offer the U.S. easy access to a bonanza of rare earth materials is at odds with the widespread assessment of current and former U.S. officials. That from CNN. They report the officials say there's little actual evidence of great rare earth and other mineral wealth in Ukraine, and much of what does exist will be difficult, even impossible to exploit in the eastern war-torn part of the country. We'll be digging, Trump told reporters on the eve of the Zelensky visit. And as spring approaches, faith leaders and advocates are raising alarms about inhumane heat conditions in U.S. prisons, especially in southern states like Mississippi.
During a recent webinar, 85 to Stay Alive Answering the Call, hosted by Texas Prison Community Advocates and the Climate and Incarceration Research Collective, panelists shared harrowing stories and urged action before summer heat arrives. Reverend Joseph Clark, assistant imam at the 5th Ward Islamic Center for Human Development in Texas, recounted his own prison experiences describing dangerous conditions caused by extreme heat.
It would be so hot on the unit that we would break out the windows on the turn row so air can come through the windows. And warden would not fix the windows purposely for when it got cold. So during the winter conditions, we would freeze to death.
The Justice Department has found conditions at Parchman and two other state prisons unconstitutional. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Meantime, school districts and country governments across Texas are being encouraged to consider building decarbonization to combat climate change.
The process reduces or eliminates carbon emissions in buildings by making energy efficient improvements. According to a report by the Texas Climate Jobs Project, existing structures are a large contributor to carbon emissions, adding as much as 40% to the total worldwide. The organization Sandra Bustillo says the report focuses on three main areas of improvement.
There's the utility savings aspect of it. The next one is job creation. So we really advocate for the creation of high quality family sustaining jobs. And then lastly, we also discuss health benefits.
I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
Next to Virginia, a state that has some restrictions in place for workers handling animal waste in order to avoid contaminating groundwater sources. Last year, the state updated regulations for animal waste and animal feeding operations. One regulation ensures that storage areas are higher than 1 foot above the seasonal high water table. Brian Dunning is with the Center for Progressive Reform.
It's for all facilities constructed after 1998. So that is some improved monitoring to get an idea of if there are problems with the facility that is breaching into the groundwater.
Dunning says the Commonwealth took a step in the right direction with increased monitoring. This is Public News Service.
I'm sorry that neither of those newscasts was updated. Of course, the president did meet with Volodymyr Zelensky at the Oval Office, along with Vice President J. Devon Vance, or J.V. Dance, as we call him. And we have an audio clip of what that meeting yesterday sounded like. Are you ready? Yeah, it didn't go well. It didn't go well. No.
Here Barrett, how do you feel?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jan Webbing and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Mata Hari and her skeletons in the closet. Tonight, another segment of Vox Populi. And starring the mad prophet of the airwaves,
Jay Thurber.
Kicking it off in the 2 o'clock hour, 209, much more music time with The Temptations. I'm Jay Thurber. Next week's show, we will not be in the studio. This week, we are here in the studio, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Next week, we'll be in Greenville, Tennessee, where hopefully in the 1 o'clock hour, we will be talking to actress-turned-activist Park Overall. And also, we'll have my father-in-law, Dave, on the show for a little while. So we'll be talking about what's going on down there in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. Has passed away at the age of 88. She was a singer, songwriter, and pianist whose success included chart-topping singles such as Feel Like Making Love, Killing Me Softly with His Song, and this song from 1972. The first time ever I saw your face. Here's the late, great Roberta Flack.
Endless skies, my love.
artist in Grammy history to win the award for Best Record of the Year two consecutive years in a row.
Jay Thurber!
Music! A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my
You remember him? He used to be Sleepy Joe. We used to go whole days and didn't even remember who the president was. You remember that? Didn't even think wonder what the president's doing today. Whole weeks would go by and we wouldn't worry about it. And now there's a horse loose in the hospital. Anyways, I've been handed this piece of paper here, and you know I have been. A couple people have emailed me. I had a couple of angry Facebook messages. Actually, someone said they were not going to listen to this show anymore. So we're now down to just you, dear listener. So the station has asked me to make sure I reiterate that the opinions expressed are not those of this radio station. And if you have questions or comments or concerns, you can write to the station management. And if anyone has been offended by some of the comments that I've made that may have sounded a little bit critical of our president or some of the actions being taken by his administration, I have been asked to apologize most sincerely, me, Jay Thurber. And I do have an apology. I apologize to anyone who's been offended by any of the mean things that I have said about the president. And here is my apology.
And I heard him saying as I turned to go, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. a train. The taxi driver said, we'll make it just the same. Us be committed with us. And as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
Jimmy Dickens here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In
Fields with In the Mood. The other day, I woke up out of a sound sleep, and this is the question that woke me up. And maybe you can help me because this is really troubling me right now. Tomorrow in church, I may have to ask the pastor if we could lay hands on me and help me with this question. Here goes. If Art Garfunkel, somebody had mentioned the old TV show Simon and Simon, and what was bothering me is if Art Garfunkel had ever guest starred on Simon and Simon, would they have called it Simon and Simon and Garfunkel or Simon and Garfunkel and Simon? And of course, the correct answer is they would have just called it Simon and Simon. That was bothering me. 2:25, much more music time. And now it can bother you for the remainder of the weekend. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes apart from Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is independently owned and operated. They purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, call 412-821-8484 or visit AtticRecordsStoreInc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I'm interested in collectors who have bulk units. In bulk or by unit, they said. What is
Steel City weather?
It sounds disgusting. I don't even sure we're allowed to say that on the radio. Looking for a chance of snow showers to remain in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy otherwise and warmer with a high of 42. Partly cloudy overnight and cold, low 18. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high 32. Monday, sunny skies, high 42. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and high of 54. And then on Wednesday, cloudy and rain likely with a high of 62. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 29 in Washington County, 26 in Butler, 28 in Beaver County. It's 28 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It is 30 degrees.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
Captain Jack wanted to hear Bob Hocko of the Swamp Rats. You say him, we play him on the Big 900 in stereo. Jay in the North Hills calling to say that that guy in the White House worries him, too. And I assume he's talking about I don't know. Who is he? Who is he talking about? George McCready. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Coming up in just a half an hour over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies on the Giggle Post Broadcasting Network. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien, and we hope that you will stay tuned for that. Right now, you are tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31.
We have all the flowers gone.
If there's too much noise in your world, why not relax with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy? Eric O'Brien blends instrumental versions of those songs everyone knows with occasional vocal pop standards, then mixes that with news, information, and a moment or two of silliness. So ease into your day with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Tuesday mornings at 8, Friday afternoons at 1, and Saturday afternoons from 3 until 5. On the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio.
That is coming up next here on 88.3 WIRCT and Tube City Online Radio.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Thank you.
that tiger.
Mary Ford on Radio 9, 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Here's Jerry Lee Lewis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses you, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a ship. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. It's just great balls of fire.
North Hills has some advice for me, and he'd like to deliver it in musical form. He said it's a song by Joe Jones called You Talk Too Much, going out by request for Jay in the North Hills on Radio 9.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk. About people wherever you go, you just talk.
just trying to find a teletype noise here in the sound effects library. Hang on a second here. See if I can find this. It's probably not worth it, but, you know, teletype noise. Here we go. Teletype noise. Why can't I find this in my sound effects here? 47,000. Because I've got 8,000 different files here is the problem. And the old joke is, you know, if you could find a needle in a, you know, they say it's hard to find a needle in a haystack. But, you know, it's even harder to find this perfect needle in a needle stack. So here we go.
Here's today's KQV phone poll question. If Art Garfunkel had guest starred on Simon & Simon, what do you think they would have called it? If you think they would have called it Simon & Simon & Garfunkel, 333-9190. If you think they would have called it Simon & Garfunkel & Simon, 333-9192. Your votes automatically tabulated when you call. Yesterday's question, does your cat like lasagna? 73% of you said no.
A simple desultory philippic, or how I was Lyndon Johnson'd into submission. I was Union Jacked, Kerouac, John Birch, Stop and Search, Rolling Stone, and Beatle till I'm blind. I've been Ayn Randed, Neely Branded, communist, cause I'm left-handed. That's the hand I use, well, never mind. Been Walt Disney, Diz Disley, John Lennon, Krishna Menon, Walter Brennan, punched out Cassius Clay. I've heard the truth from Lenny Bruce, and all my wealth won't buy me help, so I smoke a pint of tea a day.
I work in his factory, and I curse. patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty.
From Paul Simon there with an assist from Art Garfunkel on Radio 9, 248, much more music time. Ramadan Mubarak for everyone who is observing Ramadan over the next month. Christians will be celebrating Lent beginning this week. Ash Wednesday is coming up on March 5th. And with that in mind, St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Church in McKeesport is holding a fish fry. They will accept orders for dine-in or take-out beginning Friday, March 7th, and continuing through April 4th, noon to 6. That's at 901 Hartman Street near Auberly in McKeesport. The Lenten Fish Fry at St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Church. For more information, call 412-287-6249. I thought they had a website as well. I think it's stsavamckeesport.org. Let me see if we can find a website for you. I should have looked that up first. I don't know why they gave me a... It's 2025, guys. stsavapa.org for more information about them. More music after this.
Well, I finally improved my credit score.
What? The band is about to be discovered. Rock gods don't need to worry about credit scores. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, make ridiculous on-tour requests, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
Yeah, I'm not banking my retirement on a band that's never left your garage.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
This might be the only radio station in Pittsburgh that accepts requests over Mastodon. Jamin on Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show asked for Davy Day from 1965. You say him, we play him on the Big 900.
I got song, I won't sing it. Where do I work? Where I get my pay?
Southside Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Got good woman, got half a dozen kids. Oldest boy be 21, got babies in the crypts. Soon they get married, raise a family.
To Davy Day on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
The Pulse of Pittsburgh Radio.
Sports and weather coming up next. Reaching back to 1959, here's Guy Mitchell on Radio 9.
There's a pawn shop on
the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And I walk up and down neath the clock.
By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But I ain't got a thing left to hock. She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money. Cause the whirl round the town was her dream.
Was her dream.
Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen.
Never seen.
If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
There's a pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And I've just gotta get five or ten.
Five or ten. From the pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gotta be with my angel.
She was honey, and she cost me all my money. Cause the whirl round the town was her dream.
Was her dream. Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen.
If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you.
On Radio 9.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college basketball action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans lost to Case Western Reserve this afternoon by a score of 110-104. That leaves Carnegie Mellon finishing the season 13-12 overall and 4-10 in the conference. Carnegie Mellon women's team will be playing Case Western in just a couple of minutes at home. Pitt Panthers women's basketball team takes on Wake Forest tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The men's team is on the road to take on the number 19-ranked Louisville Cardinals. Pittsburgh Penguins hosting the Boston Bruins. That game faces off in just a couple of minutes at the PPG Paints Arena. And the Pittsburgh Pirates in spring training baseball taking on the Baltimore Orioles this afternoon. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening areas. Cloudy skies the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 42. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 19. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 32. Monday sunny, high 42. And then on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 54. 62 for your high on Wednesday. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 29 in Washington County. It's 26 in Butler, 27 in Beaver County, 28 outside our weather window in downtown McKee. Sports Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 29 at WRCT. It's Mark Bassino.
Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever had the blues? Have you ever had a ever felt like crying? Have you ever shed a tear or two? Have you ever had a bad day? Kaylee Hughes, you're so sweet, you're so nice.
Until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien is coming up next.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
tiger? Where's the tiger?